All right, Lauren, in this episode, we take back control and we go to party with one goal in mind, which is also some solid advice for everyone when they're trying to pick up couples. It is quantity, not quality. And if you ever wanted to know what it was like to have a mentally challenged person at your orgy, stay tuned.
Oh my God.
Any plus specifics?
You don't give a fuck.
All right, Lauren, we have started. Welcome back.
I'm here.
You are here. I can see you in all of your glory in 3D, but everybody else can only see you in 1D.
Which is audio?
I guess, yeah.
Sure.
And well, then if they were here with us, they'd see you in 3D. And if they were a wizard, they'd see you in 4D. Hold on. I have to put my glasses on.
Okay.
This is hard getting older.
I know it's a new thing that we were going through. Like, will you take our picture over here? I will, but I can't see your phone. That's okay. Just press.
Make your best guess.
Just keep pressing.
Right. Just keep pressing. Just if you see two blobs in the frame, press the center press button. That. Everything's blurry. And speaking of taking photos or bad photos or good photos at events, we just finished Flirtation, which was amazing.
So fun.
I think we had the most fun at this event at any of our events, you and I speaking.
Yeah.
Because we got to actually hang out a lot more at this one. But it does bring up the question, when is the next one? Well, it is in October 8th, 2024. Sin, go now. Get off of your boss. And go sign up right now.
At room77life.com.
By the time this airs, we will be 50% sold out because we're just a few short of
that.
When is it?
October 8th through the 13th.
Same island.
Yep.
Gilligan's. And... go read the reviews on SDC. I forget how to describe the event. The fun, sexy one.
Listen, if you haven't done an event yet and you have time off, come in October. That's just it. That's all there is to it.
Have time off. You get time off. You walk into your boss's office and you say, hey, I have some place to be on October 8th. In fact, you just quit your job.
Just get on a plane and come sin with us at Sin.
So this is us coming back for part two. We call it the second coming because last time we were at TTR, we bombed badly. I mean, we came back with no notches in our belt, and that is just bad for the lifestyle.
It is that you'll lose your card.
We came back and we said, you know what? Get your shit together.
That's right.
We have to go back there now and make up. So before, when we were trying to have sex with X amount of people, we had to have X to the second power just to make up so that our tank was absolutely filled.
Right.
Emotionally, we were back to a level place. So what we did is in the last episode, we had realized that the mistake that we made when we broke our own rule, which is when we went up there, we actually had expectations. We had thought, hey, all of these people are into us. Of course, you know, something's going to be happening.
I know.
And we set ourselves up for failure. And we usually are better than that.
You know, it's hard coming off of a high. And that's where we were. We just decided to give it another whirl. And we went up there again. And this time we went for 3 nights.
And whatever happens, happens.
Yeah.
Right?
Good. Yeah, whatever.
Now, we went up there and it was kind of cool. There's one thing that we learned living here in Mexico is that there's usually 3 to 5 days in the winter months where it gets cold.
Right.
And when I say cold, I mean in the 60s, maybe the
50s. Maybe the
50s. Right? There's only like 4, maybe 5 days where it happens.
Yeah, you still wanted me to buy a feather duvet and a space heater.
Of course I did because I'm a big baby.
I said I think we could tough it out.
So, but we wound up going during those nights.
I know.
So it was pretty hard being acclimated to the weather and being in low temperatures, wearing next to nothing because I wear a thong. Everybody knows.
Well, that was part of it, is like trying to dress for theme nights when you're used to just putting on basically nothing. You're like, well, what am I going to wear?
I mean, the day was fine, right? So we show up in the day and you're fine because you got the sunshine and all, right?
I think I still have my sweater on.
I know. It's still a little bit chilly, but that was fine. We made through and met a few people. There was one couple there. There was one girl that when we walked up, I was like, who is she?
Mm-hmm.
I like her. And immediately when I have those thoughts, This is what immediately triggers in my, well, there's a girl I'll never touch. That's usually what happens. Did you have the same thought?
I did. I was like, she said, where are you guys from? And I was like, oh, sweetie, you don't have to placate me. Like, I feel like they're placating me.
Yeah.
Because I immediately put her out of my league.
And she looked at me. She gave me sexy eyes. But I thought, thank you for that. I appreciate
sweet.
You. Yeah. Thank
yeah,
you
like
for
you're
that.
You're doing a
that
nice
was,
thing.
That was really
good
sweet.
Karma for you.
So just note it. Just put that in your notes because we'll get back to her. So we go up first night. Now, the first night we go out there, I got to be honest with you. I'm wearing next to nothing. So I spend most of my night just using people as human shields from the wind. That's how I spent most of my night. It was like people were talking to me and I'm not listening because all of my instincts are going, find shelter.
And you kept asking, are you cold?
Are you cold? Like I'm asking everybody. I want someone to agree with me, especially anybody who's wearing like a tank top. Are you cold?
You're from Canada. Never mind.
So Wednesday, I went up and got a hoodie because I had to.
I'm like, honey, just suck it. Just go put something on.
I did.
And let's move on. And you did. And I'm glad that you did.
I did. And the night takes a turn very rapidly. So we're with about four to eight couples, I think. And I think about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I think 2 or 3 of those couples. We get approached very quickly. Someone says to us, our friends say to us, hey, do you guys want to have an orgy?
Yes.
So we wind up because we're in no expectation modes. We are in the movie Yes Man. Everything is a yes. Yes, we will.
Sure. Yes.
Where? When? Just tell us when.
How soon?
Yes. And the other thing is the other couples that were involved, we didn't really talk to them about it. So we said yes to our friends, but then the interaction with the other couples wasn't very affirming. It wasn't like they came up and high-fived us or anything.
Let's all go. Team effort.
Hey, guys, thanks for agreeing to the orgies. It was like blank stares. So then I immediately started getting like, do they know we're coming? Or were we just invited by our friends?
Right.
And we're going to... So I start asking, is it cool? Do we know? And they were like, yeah. It's okay. It's fine. But still... No talk, like no real conversations with these people.
And as much as I love our friends, like I tend to think like they're just telling us, yeah, it's okay, but they still haven't really okayed it.
Right.
Because that's who they are. They would be like, no, everyone's going to want you there. Because
right. They assume because you're wonderful.
Yeah.
Right.
They love us. And I'm like, oh, God bless them. But I really don't know.
One of the couples is the girl that we had met earlier at the pool.
Yes.
And I mean, they're a beautiful couple. So I'm like, I'm already like, I literally only said hi to her. I haven't said anything else to her. I haven't even had a chance really to talk to her. So I'm incredibly intimidated. We go back to the room. We're like, all right, well, where do we go? We're going to meet. And they have a huge penthouse. We're going to meet in the penthouse because why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Right. No, let's all do it in our tiny room.
Where you're magically opening this damn closet door.
Right. Now we go back to the room and we get ready. And by ready, I mean we get our accoutrements.
Yeah, we get our little toolbox.
That's what I wanted to bring up.
And showers.
I had talked about things that I never really thought through. And the toolbox was one of them. Because I always wanted like a go bag. Everybody wants a swinger go bag, right? Where you just like, we're going to play. So you got everything in your go bag. I, as every other man, walks through Home Depot and says, that toolbox would make a really good go bag. It's got compartments. It's got little shelves. It's got a little tray.
I mean,
what else do you, it's got a handle.
Yeah.
What else do you need?
No, it seemed like a good idea.
Practically on paper, it's perfect.
Yes.
Until you're walking down the halls of a hotel with a little toolbox.
And through a lobby. Elevators. The whole thing.
Richard did not keep that in mind when he thought that through in the aisle of the Home Depot.
I'm dying.
Because now I look like a sexy dressed maintenance man.
It's the creepy maintenance man in tiny booty shorts.
And this is the second time I've shown up to a place. And the first comment I get is, oh, you have a toolbox. Like, are you going to torture us? What is in...
Oh my God, I didn't even think about that.
Like, what is in a toolbox? Why would you bring a toolbox?
Hello, it's compartmentalize.
Anyway, I have to get rid of the toolbox.
We got to redo it.
Yeah, I got to get some sort of bag.
Let's do a go bag.
Or
Let's
something.
Do like
yeah,
an
I got to get a go bag. I mean, the toolbox works great for home use only, but it is not practical.
And you're like, shove it in your bag.
Yeah, it doesn't fit in bags.
And it wouldn't fit in the bag. And we're like, oh God, what do we do? See, it ended up
another,
just draping
so listen,
something
anybody,
around it.
Guys, if you're out there and you're at Home Depot and you see a toolbox and you think, oh, that'd make a good sex go bag. No.
Just keep walking.
Don't get the toolbox for a sec. It just doesn't work. So anyway, so we go up there. Immediately the group sort of pairs off into the people who kind of know each other and people who don't kind of know each other. And we're in a group of the people who don't really know one another. So right. I'm like, I don't know what to do.
Well, and I think the couple that whose room it was the least comfortable because we had played or been friends with everyone up there, except the people who were hosting in the room.
Yeah, and everybody kind of knew everybody except for us, sort of. I don't really know. It was just one of those situations where I didn't know. But you're very good at going with the flow. I start to get OCD, right? I'm like, they're like, oh, we don't have any lights to light up the room. I'm like, well, I have a toolbox filled with lights. That's what the toolbox is for. So then I start getting OCD with my lights in the toolbox and I turn into an insane person and I can't stop focusing on running around trying to find how to light this room. Now, if you've ever spent any time in Mexico, okay, you know that Mexico has a problem and that problem is a lack of electrical outlets. It's
you're
like
always looking, where is the outlet?
Always, always, always. You can walk into any establishment. How many rooms do you have in this hotel? 100. How many outlets? We have one. We share it. Everyone shares it. There's a power pack on the floor and there's just a lot of extension cords. That's how we build everything here. And it's kind of
not far off.
It is just the thing in Mexico. It's just like finding an outlet is just like, okay, here we go. You're like looking under the bed. Did they put one under here?
like an airplane. Like, where's the hidden outlet? There's gotta be something.
And there never is.
No.
You're like, of course there has to be one on all of these walls. Nope. All you need is but one in the bathroom. Why would anyone ever need to plug anything in? Ever. So that was the problem with my lighting situation is I was trying to light things and everybody's getting on and getting sexy and I'm trying to find outlets. In my mind, I'm going, abort, abort,
stop
abort.
It.
But I'm nervously, it's like when you start to clean stuff.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, and it's funny because I feel like we've done 180 here where I used to be the one who would set the lights and all that stuff. And that would be my stress point. And now it's sort of become your responsibility to get the lights and the music going.
Right.
And I enjoyed sort of watching you do that. And then at the same time, I was trying to gauge how everyone was, what they were talking about, how close were they trying to pair up in a foursome, what was going on. I was trying to gauge the room.
That went on for a little while. And we also put an end to that.
And everyone was also looking for the heater. And I was like, they don't buy heaters. They're just ACs. That's it.
There's no heaters in Mexico. There's no heaters here in Mexico. They don't exist. I was hiding my toolbox behind the television, but I kept having to go back to it. I just want to point out, I would have been able to light the place. I just need extension cords, but that would force me to buy a bigger toolbox. And that just, you know where that's going to lead.
Mm-mm, not good.
So people are hesitating starting. So one of the things you and I do is like, all right, let's get naked and start doing stuff.
Right.
Which is what we do in a chair. We do. We start doing stuff.
I grabbed a couple of pillows and threw them on the floor. And I was like, let's blow the boys and give them, you know, get them started. So I think when you sat down, I remember on the leather couch or pleather couch that it was so cold.
It was so chilly. Yeah, it was just chilly. It was just like, I'm just a big baby.
And sex and cold is really difficult, I think, for everybody.
But it was still fun. It was still hot. Eventually, everybody got naked.
And the room heated up really fast.
Yeah, and it was just sort of spread out that one of the participants was like, can we all just go over to the bed?
Yeah.
So then we all wind up making it over to the bed. Mind you, we have still not spoken to this other couple, right? You start asking me at this point, are you okay? Are you okay? We'll be right back.
Jay, Billy, Spirit Animals, Bunny and Bear, Daniel, Giuseppe, Ace741, Tiffany, Isaiah, George, Laura.
Who are they?
They are the newest additions to our Patreon fam.
Thank you, Patreons. We love our Patreons. We have a functioning, dysfunctional family at our Patreon, and we can't do this without you. So we want to take this time to thank all of you for being here. Make sure, if you want to keep hearing this podcast, make sure to go over there and help support us. Be a part of the family on Telegram. Also, shout out to Honey Spoon,
who is our latest photo contest winner in Telegram.
Very, very sexy photo.
Yes.
Very, very sexy lady.
All of the above.
Where do they go?
Go to patreon.com/room77 and sign up and support us.
Help us keep it up. Who are the rest of the people who joined?
Desire Jeans, Rick, Late Couple 2016, Peter, Silver Fox, Russell, Yazef, Piccolo Doc, CNM, Cade, and John.
Welcome to the family, y'all. Strap in. Guys in this group, the other two guys, it consisted of three couples. The other two guys are fairly aggressive, mm-hmm. right? I mean, they kind of have no problem.
Right. They'll just be
diving
like,
in.
Yeah. You'll tell me no if you don't want to. And they assume it's a yes.
Yeah. And I'm the opposite.
You need a yes to go ahead.
I need a yes. I yeah. need something. Like, I need a gaze, a finger, like, come here, big boy. Like right. something. I need something. Right. Right.
Absolutely.
But even at the very least, I need that partner's husband intertwining with you to at least sort of start this kind of trade-off, like, okay, is this okay? Because if he's not even touching you, I don't even know what's going on with their dynamic. So I'm just like, I'm just staying away.
Absolutely.
But you're being passed around and I'm like, no, take her. It's like, I was like a kid with a new bike. I was like, no, take it for a spin. Just, you know, take it. No, take it. I'm good.
She's fine.
She's fine. Just take it for a spin around the block. I'll be here. It's cool. I don't really ride bikes that much, you know.
Be sure to lube up the chains.
Yeah. And you keep asking me, you're like, are you okay? Because I am, I don't mean this the wrong way, but I look like the autistic kid that you brought to the orgy. That's how I'm walking around.
Kind of like you would be standing on the floor like a satellite, just sort of looking. Yeah.
They're like, oh, it's so sweet that you brought him and let him play. It's so sweet you let him come and play.
That's nice.
It's good that he's doing stuff and getting out there, and he's hard, and it's great.
Looks like he's enjoying it.
But no one wanted to fuck the autistic kid. So I'm walking. I'm kind of meandering around like I snuck into the orgy. Every once in a while, I'm just sort of walking around the peripheral of everything, watching, which is fine.
Oh, God.
I'm fine. You keep asking me, are you okay? I'm like, I'm okay. You're doing great. I keep saying to you.
You did. But I need that from you because I'll tap out and I'll be like, no, because I like to play equally. And when you're not playing, I feel guilty.
Yeah. And I keep telling you, mm-hmm. you're doing great, honey. Keep doing what you're doing. But I am, I mean, I'm having sex with you and I had sex with another beautiful woman, but I never ever had sex with that other couple. It just never happened. I could not, the gaze of her eyes, I could not get, we said a few words to one another.
But I got to kiss her body.
Yeah, I saw that. I watched.
Really nice. Yeah, you were fucking me while I was kissing her.
Yeah, I was waiting for her to say something like, when do I get a piece of your husband? Something, and right. even subtle like that.
I think she was overwhelmed.
Yeah, she was.
She didn't have any words.
I mean, but these guys, I do envy these guys who are just like, I'm going to dive right in to this person. Mm-hmm. I really am. And I'm looking like, I reach out like the girl's a hot plate. Like, I don't.
Is it still
are you,
hot?
Are I you on or are you off? Like, I don't know if, I don't, I'm not sure if I can, should I? Like, that's how I'm reaching out. I'm trying to get eye contact. Like, is this okay? And by the way, no matter how many times you say, or I've said this, women don't say it that many times. Men say it a lot. Well, women say it. But this phrase never, ever sounds correct. No matter how many times you say it, it is the correct thing to do. It is the way to begin. But it can never sound right. May I fuck you?
You always ask, though.
I always ask.
Always.
Can I fuck you? That is a phrase that most of mankind will never use in their lifetime.
I've never thought about that.
It's such an odd phrase to say out loud to a woman. Can I fuck you? Usually in life, it just either happens or you say something like, are we, or is this okay? Yeah. But never do you say, excuse me, can I fuck you? Right?
Do you think it comes from doing the workshops where you're like, may I touch you?
No, it's just like, it's the shortest point from A to B. You know what I mean? What are you going to say in that situation? What are your boundaries?
Are you okay with this?
May I enter you? Like, there's only so many things you could, you know where this is going. Well, other guys have done it. It's either a yes or a no question. Okay. But it is still something that I hear in my head and then I say it. And it always sounds like, that just doesn't sound right. So that went on for a really long time. So much to the point that the couple that was staying in the penthouse they were done. And then we were still doing stuff. And I was like, I think we should get out of here.
I know.
They should be able to have their house back. We kind of all cleaned up and did a little thing for them and got on our way. I packed up my toolbox.
You did. Made the bed for them.
We all did the walk of shame together, which is fun to do as 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people. So there's 8 total. 6 people did the walk of shame, which is fun doing it through the lobby together.
It is.
Everybody's in shambles.
Yes.
And that was it. That was the start of our night. So again, no expectation. Playing the yes to everything worked out for us. We still have another day or two there, right? The next day, the next night, we go into the situation the same way. Great night. A lot of dancing. I'm dressed like the gayest human being you've ever seen in your life. I had on tiny little shorts and like just a BDSM stripper outfit on.
Yeah, it was like a harness. You were wearing one of those chest harnesses.
I don't know who I was trying to attract.
Me. I like it. It's sexy.
Yeah, there was a lot of people who liked it. I mean, what are you going to do?
I like it, so you wear it for me.
Yeah, I'll keep wearing it. I like it. I'm just waiting for the day for that really big 6'5" trucker to come up to me and be like, what's up, bro? Go, that's what I was looking for. That's who I've been raising this flag for. Hasn't happened yet. So the second night we go out and you do something that you never do. I'll let you tell it. But I come back from, I think, the bathroom. I don't know where I was. Maybe I was in the room. I don't know. I think I did a costume change. I did. I got out of my leather outfit.
Yeah.
I got out of my leather outfit. I come back from there and you're like, so 15 minutes, we're going back to the room and they're going to meet us there. And it's the hot couple. It's the woman. It's the girl and the guy from the first night.
Right.
Who I still haven't had a real conversation with. But I'm like,
but you did some dancing that works. I did
some interpretive dance, but you set all that up. I don't know how you did it.
Well, it was one of those things like I would pass by and they'd grab me and he'd put me in between him and her, or he'd put me with her or something. And there was just a lot of attention I was receiving from them. I felt like that's how they spoke. They didn't really know how to use their words, but they were like, they're into it. And so I just decided to go, hey, do you guys want to go play?
Well, you did a fantastic job.
I didn't really know what their play was. I didn't really know what their boundaries were.
Neither did I.
I didn't know a lot of stuff. I just was like, do you want to go play?
But again, we're in the movie Yes Man. So we're just like, yes, we do.
She was like,
you guys are hot. Yes, we do. Now, she wanted me to say her name on the podcast. Now, I don't know what kind of frame of mind she was in. So I'm not going to say her name, but it does rhyme with Corvette. Does it rhyme with Corvette?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
Hi, Corvette. Anyway, we take them back there. I'm pretty sure we bored the crap out of them. I'm pretty sure.
It was so late.
It was really late, but I'm pretty sure we bored the fuck out of them. It was a really good time. He wound up really liking to watch.
Uh-huh.
I mean, the truth was, is it just got so late. It was after 4 in the morning. And then I looked over and I was like, we have to stop.
Yeah.
And they were like, yeah, we do. That was a lot of fun. But we're doing good here. No expectation bringing us.
Oh my God. bad. Two nights in a row and with the one we thought was out of our league.
Go us.
Yay.
Right? I was doing a lot of watching that night because we were coming off of such a low. I was really doing a lot of watching, a lot of human people watching.
Like, behavior?
Yeah, human behavior watching. And it's amazing to me to watch how focused some people are on whatever they're focused on. You forget that you are just a backdrop in everybody else's life. You know, if you, let's say you see somebody from a distance, that couple may be focused on another couple, mm-hmm. right? And you're mentally screaming in your head, hey, notice us. And even if you say hi to them, mentally they're stuck on a target that they are trying to hook up with.
Right.
You kind of glaze, over the people that you're like, not interested, not interested, not interested, not interested, not interested. Sometimes you have serendipitous moments where you bump into people and you're like, oh my God, what a cool person. You meet them, but it wasn't because you were pursuing them in any way, shape, or form. I met a woman by chance just because we were wearing the exact same clothing, same top, same pants. So happy that happened.
That was so funny.
I stole her away from her husband. I was like, can I go show my wife what's happening right now? We do often get so focused on what we're focused on that we sometimes take it so personally. We forget that everybody has a million different things going on in their heads and they have their own agendas and sort of what we talked about in the last one. But and then the last night, we just sort of went solo, right? We didn't go home with anybody.
Mm-mm.
I don't even think we really tried that. I mean, we did get to a point, we did get to the point at the end of the night where we were just sort of standing around. I was like, if we stand around any longer, we're going to look like we're
waiting,
prostitutes waiting for someone
we're
to-
available. We're just get available. Out a piece of cardboard and write.
Anyone?
Right,
anyone
exactly.
Available. So I was like, and that wound up being the most fun night out of the three because you and I had sex, the most mind-blowing sex for, I don't know how long. How long do you think that was?
I would say at least an hour and a half.
Hour and a half.
Probably, yeah.
And you've never come that much in your life. You've never had that many orgasms.
Not the squirting orgasms. Like I had, I don't think that many, period.
You had your period?
No, that many.
Oh.
But it was... We got into this mind game and we were dirty talking each other and I had my vibrator out and I just got so into it. There was such a safe space created that I just like, I would ask you something and you're like, I would be like, is that okay? And you're like, yes, that's okay. I want you to do that. I don't know. Like I just started, well, would it be okay if I did this? And you're like, yeah, that's okay. Do that. And it just started turning me on so much and I started squirting.
Which is so rare for you.
So rare. And I just was like, oh my God, I'm coming again. And you would like cheer me on, like root for me, like, yes, but in a dirty talk way. And then I would come again and I would just like squirt more. And I had a towel.
You were dehydrated by the end. It was...
I swear. And at some point you were fucking me. You're like, you are so wet.
I could not feel you.
I felt like
I
should go to the shower and like restart and like rinse all the wet.
Because that in itself was so hot too, that you were so sopping wet. You were so sloppy wet. Was such a turn on as well. And it really is amazing because the whole thing, it was nothing that it wasn't like a special move. It was just all such a mind fuck. I was fucking your mind. You were fucking my mind so much for an hour and a half straight. It was really, really fun. And
I think it's not often that you get to clear your mind like that and be without any distractions or anything. And you can just go like really deep into that space and just let go. And so for me, it was like the ultimate treat.
Yeah.
And
that is something that is really not something I would say you find in a hookup or while you're playing with other couples, that safe place, that place where you can completely let your mind go. That
yeah.
is partner specific, usually alone,
mm-hmm.
Where you can share. It ended with a with a really amazing night. All in all, great trip. Learned a lot. I don't even know how to close it out. I don't really have a close out for this, except to say that I don't think we lost our edge just yet. I don't think we should quit just yet.
Yeah, I think, you know, for me, it's always like everything is fun and everything is extra. And because I'm doing it with you and our journey doing it together, and that's, you know, part of it is you get worked up and doing other things, but when it's you take all of that away, it just leaves it with an extremely hot sexual relationship with your partner.
Yeah,
I don't know, it's just really great.
Yeah, I think here's what you're saying is one of the benefits of the lifestyle is it does sort of wipe away all of that garbage in a
non-lifestyle
relationship, because there's such openness, there's a lot of acceptance there that's already been built on this
foundation.
Yeah, that part is so solid, right? That that's just sort of the basic,
right?
You're sort of on this solid foundation of trust and openness and non-judgment. That's what people try to explain to other people when they say it brought us closer together. It made our sex life even better.
Yeah.
So if you are listening for the first time, that is the trick. Then you learned it and you can stop listening now. You could be my
only one. We're recording.
Okay.
You can start.
Oh, thanks. So everything is an ebb and flow.
That is a great way to start this outro.
It is.
Everything comes in a balance. We balance the universe as swingers. I think that the world needs us in that way. Otherwise, we get off kilter. And I think that this is what we need to share with churches.
Well, it's funny because a lot of people say the lifestyle you get, it's for people who are present, people who aren't asleep. You can live in that mean where you don't have a lot of highs and lows, or you can do something like participate in the lifestyle, and you will get a lot of high and you will get a lot of, you know, positive, but there is going to be some lows that come with it. So
if you're authentic and you are real and you're honest, then it is going to treat you just like life. I say this again, just like high school. So if you look back on what high school days were like, high school weeks, high school months, high school years, it's just the same thing. Sometimes you are on high because you had sex with the captain of the football team. Who knew he was gay? And then other times, you know, you're stuffed into a locker. Not that I ever was.
Locker jammers.
Not that I was ever stuffed into a locker.
Right.
I couldn't fit. I was fat. I was morbidly obese until I was one.
Stop it.
Yeah, no, I
was a large child.
No, they put me on a diet. They had to get me off the titty very early.
Yeah.
I was an obese child. I would not get off that titty. would not stop sucking. I just kept eating and eating and eating. And they're like, this baby is obese.
Stop it. Yeah.
Yep.
I taped your mouth shut.
Yeah. My mom used to, she had a little tiny placard, a special parking spot. In the end, they did a documentary on me. It was on, it's on Discovery.
On Oxygen Channel.
Yeah. There's a very true story. I was an obese baby because I drank too much breast milk.
Not a lot has changed.
It's not true.
You love the titties.
I was not an obese. I don't like the titties.
You don't. I was just trying to throw some out.
But I do love breast milk. So that part's still true.
It is.
And my site that I buy it on just got shut down. Ugh. All right, moving on. So we had our first hot threesome, but not our first hot threesome. It was our first OnlyFans scheduled professional.
Let me put air quotes up.
I did. I actually wrote it in my notes in quotes, professional film.
Oh my God.
I did. Now, at first I was thinking that we maybe submit this to Cannes, maybe Toronto Film Festival, South by Southwest. But then after seeing the footage, we may have to go the independent route. I may have been aiming a little bit high.
Right.
So as an adult film star, what? That's what I am now.
Should we call Zaza?
No, not yet. Okay. That's an episode I don't think anybody wants to remember. I found it really difficult because I had to do half the camera work because we're not at the point yet where we have a crew.
Right.
Right. I had to hold one of the cameras. We're a two camera crew.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to hold one of the cameras. I found it hard to hold one of the cameras and not go into the place of, oh, I just want to come on everything. It was very hard to stay sort of
present. You know, we had that talk about OnlyFans and it being like swingers and OnlyFans. And is it the same or is it different? And it's like, it's completely different because your head's in a different space. Everyone wants to think that everything is just organic. Even lifestyle foursomes are not organic.
Is that completely organic?
Yeah, it's not completely as much as we wish it were. So then you add a layer of make sure that there's light and cameras that, you know, it's like, it's hard to be in a mental place like that twice.
I didn't find it that difficult.
You didn't? I would.
No. And as your director, I got some notes from the editing department.
Oh, what did he say? Well, or she?
They. It's a crew. They said that your performer, they didn't know your name yet.
Oh, okay.
They will though. You know, keep up the good
right,
work.
Right, I got it.
They said that your performance, she needs to open herself up more. You know, find that lens.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of times you weren't aware of the lens. So what you're just saying where you are being so technical, I don't know if I'm buying that right now because you were kind of just fucking the fuck, not finding that lens.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I'll go back to the editing department. They did. Look, don't get me wrong. They said, beautiful girl. Where did you find her? I didn't want them to feel uncomfortable about our relationship. So I did say the streets.
That's good. It's probably good to keep that.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I want them to feel weird that you're my wife. And then they're like, oh, we're looking at his wife. And then we have this weird boss editing team thing. I have to keep that director, adult film star cap on. You know what I mean? I'm wearing that hat while I'm in the bay.
Oh, my God. Sure.
You know what I mean? Close up on the vagina.
It's not my wife. So keep, yeah, just edit. Right.
Close up on the whore's mouth.
You called her the whore.
It got thrown around. But the other thing, on our other performer, also big, beautiful cock. And
oh my God, it was big.
It was big and beautiful.
I was really grabbing some sheets and trying to take it.
Did like, such a good job.
Oh God, was because I haven't seen the foot. I mean, I watched it on my phone, but I haven't really seen. I didn't get to see your footage.
No, I haven't finished it yet.
So I don't know if you got that grabbing, but like
I'll look for it.
Oh sweet Jesus!
Yeah. So but it was hard being filmed as an adult male performer. It was hard filming next to him because I was like I wanted to be next to him, but I also didn't want to be next to him because I didn't want our cocks to be in the same shot because then it's like oh look at that cock. And then look at its little brother. It's just not fun. And then both of you have like a BMI of like 1%. Both of you are like have zero fat on your body. And then I just look like Nessie the cow who just roamed up into the sex scene and just started fucking. And just like, I usually don't look fat, but next to you two, I look like the fucking fat guy.
Aww.
I know, it's really sad. So I asked the editing department to go find some AI for that. Now listen, we're going to lose a lot of money to get that digitally enhanced. For our first OnlyFans.
We're going to go in the red.
We are deeply in the red. I sent it to Skywalker Ranch.
Oh my God. Yeah, it's going to cost.
Yeah, it's going to cost a bit. But I feel like the investment's going to be worth it. Especially for my ego. So did you like it? Did you have fun?
Well, yeah, I had a ton of fun. It would have been maybe, I don't know if it could have been more fun. But I think I could have gone longer if he wasn't so big.
Yeah.
You need
a dilator. I don't know what to tell you. You need to open that stuff up. We have this conversation every podcast. Always be suitcasing. ABS, baby. ABS, baby. Always be every hole in your body.
It's, you know, because it's like, it's also about length, but it is a girth too, I guess, but his was length as well.
He was big and he was long and fat.
Yeah. And but he had good positions to compensate for that, which I enjoyed.
Well,
and It was just fun because it was.
It looks on. Okay, but I got to say, Pro, he was able to find the lens.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's not a dig at you. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying that in the editing bay, he did get some kudos for that. So, but here's what I like about it. And this is where, you know, this is where the lifestyle and the OnlyFans does mix a little bit for me anyway. I kind of like the let's just get down the brass tacks part of it.
That's what I was going to say. I found the down and dirty part very yes. like a big turn on for
yes.
me.
Yes. I mean, if I could get more, I'm putting this in quotes too, appointments for sex like that. I don't know. I just like sometimes cutting through some of that middle stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I'd be okay with just showing up the door in a wave. Maybe not even a wave, just maybe a nod of the head.
Welcome.
Hey, I'm here. All right, lay down. Let's do this. Like, it's just because there's almost no time for nerves. It's just like you're here for what you're here for. And I don't know if a lot of people feel the same, but, you know, people are like, I need a connection. I need chemistry. I need to connect with you. For me, that creates more anxiety for me.
It does.
Yes. So for me, maybe not for other people because they have other things inside of them.
I think depending on what you want to get out of it, it depends. Like if you want
coming.
Like, yeah.
Orgasms.
How do you get your orgasms? Do you get them
mentally?
By
I guess. Yeah. Yes. But so it depends how mentally you can go. Like
right.
You may be detached, maybe your thing, but maybe this guy is really funny and he makes me feel really cool. That may be a great orgasm for you. So it is different for everybody.
Yeah.
For me, I actually found it hot in that we all know this, that the anonymity part for me was a huge turn on. So I'm glad to hear there was a turn on for you as well.
It's so funny that we don't talk about stuff before we record, but it did. It brought me back to like several years ago when we used to just kind of, oh, this happened on the daybed. And you're like, that was so
good. Yeah. Or bring this guy home. Let's go see what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would like to find more of that. So now we need to, now that we're professionals, we need a cameraman and we need more guys to fuck. We're really trying to focus on the threesome thing.
Yeah. Why is that?
It's just easier. I think I thought it was easier.
Right.
You thought it was going to be really easy.
I did. I thought it was going to be a lot easier. I mean, there are, when I try and go through the chats and the OnlyFans and all this back stuff to try and find people, there are a lot of single women out there, but I don't know. It just seems like they're always looking for guys too. So,
you know, it's mixed with flakes. You know, how many people are actually going to show up, schedules. There's a lot of things to it. How many people that you're willing to do it with? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm sure there's, you know, Steve in the middle of Missouri who's not doing anything next Sunday because he's not working on his farm that day. I'm sure he's available, but it may not be a perfect fit for our video.
Right.
Or our casting department.
Yeah, I mean, you're looking to bump up the OnlyFans. That's the whole point of it.
Right. But we're just getting started. You know, once we do the indie circuit and then we jump up to finding other things.
When do we get a tour bus? That's what I want to know.
This is a talk we have to have. It wasn't just Skywalker Ranch editing I spent the money on. Mm-hmm. We did get a 40-foot rig. Well.
Yes! I'm so excited. I don't care. I hope it was on credit.
It's being wrapped right now.
Yes! I'm so excited.
So we are so in the red.
So listen, good. I hope that this sells.
I figure money in right now. If we go forward, we should be in the black sometime 2032.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Not bad at all. The good part of that is Social Security will be kicking in.
No, you didn't. I'm going to start pulling the union retirement just a smidge early. And can you imagine what AI is going to be like in 10 years?
We don't have to be there.
No. So when you're finished editing or when it comes out of the editing room.
Editing bay.
Oh, sorry. When it comes out of the editing bay, go to onlyfans.com/room77 and subscribe.
This is a call to all the people out there who have penises. Again. And a cameraman. We pay nothing. But if you can get a good shot, you are free to play with yourself while you're filming.
That is one of our rules that we put into HR.
Yeah. And we will also feed you a sandwich, Andrew.
Yeah, just keep it quiet because we don't want that on the mic.
You do also have to take our dog for a walk. Make sure that you go to Sensation this year.
We're going to be dishing out breast milk shots and it's going to be another good time. Honestly, like, I'm still in the high of the after event part. I don't know how long this lasts, but this one seems to be extra long.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. The Telegram chat group is still going strong.
They are high.
I mean, they keep talking and talking and talking, which is great. It was just such a fun group. Room77life.com. I'm telling you, it's going to be gone. It just will be. I don't know when, but yeah, it will be. Also, we wanted to mention that in May, how many months is that? Like 2 months?
Yeah, in two more months.
We'll be at Revel, the Dirty Vibes Party in Cozumel. So if you do, I know they have a few rooms left. If you do want to go to, just get out of the house, get out of town.
Yeah.
Go see some sexy people, hang out with some sexy people.
And listen to sexy music.
Yeah, go to Revel, hang out with us there. We have no responsibilities there, so we'll have a lot of time to
hang out with you.
Put our tongues on you. So go there. I want to tell the stories on the next podcast about a story of redemption, but not for us, for the other couple that we gave an A- to in one of the other episodes.
Uh-huh.
We did it with them again. Uh-huh. And I hate when this happens. I hate when I start with beginners and then the second time they outsex us. I feel like such a loser, and I'll tell that story. And also, I want to talk about drugs. I want to talk about drugs in the next one and what happened with me, the dangers of illicit drugs and what can happen to you and these party drugs and how you have to be careful and make sure that if you do them, that you do them in a buddy system.
Yeah, it's super important. Like, it's not a joke, and we'll go over that.
But going to Florida in April, if you're in the Fort Lauderdale area and you have a penis, reach out.
And don't forget, if you're booking travel, you want to go to Temptation or Desire or Hedo, and you can't make it to our event, still reach out to me and support us. Use Lauren's box at room77life.com and getting a free bikini.
All right, folks, we will see you next time.
I'll see you on the dance floor.
Dancing like a obese infant. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to go leave a positive review.
Or for more information, go to room77life.com.
Thanks for stopping by Room 77.
We had a blast.
Now get your clothes and get out. You could be my only one.